everyone. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a quick shot of romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Becky.
So this is actually a special edition of Quick Shot of Romance. We, Amanda and Leah, did one. This is the first one I'm doing.
Me too.
It's a unique episode where we're shaking things up a bit as we delve into the world of Pad Your TBR. These quick shot padders will seize the opportunity to spotlight a microtrope, character, movie vibe, or other inspirational element that has ignited our craving for books with similar essence. In today's episode, our chosen theme is period care. We are exploring the realm of romance novels where careful attention is given to the female protagonist during her monthly period. While the microtrope might not be as common in the romance genre, when executed skillfully, it evokes all the emotions and adds up a unique layer to the storytelling. This is one of those, when I come across one of these books, I'm instantly like, yes, please.
Right. Like, he's a keeper.
He's a keeper. He knows things.
Yeah. Afraid of
right.
a little bit of blood.
And it can be little things. It doesn't have to right. be like, so I know one of both of our favorites, Iced Out by Veronica Eden.
Right.
In that book, they do have intercourse while she's on her period. He's not afraid of it. But there also has a care element to it.
Yes. Yes.
So that's kind of like the height of the spectrum. But there are others that it's just small things. You know?
I agree.
Like he, you know, rubs her back or gives her a heating pad, buys her the chocolate. The small care. And I was having... I know, 40 Love by Olivia Dade. There's a great scene. She's on vacation. The heroine's on vacation. Oh. What?
And she gets her period.
She does. And the male main character MacGyver's a heating pad out of what's available at this exclusive Caribbean resort they're at after learning that the heroine is in painful periods.
So nice.
Isn't that nice? Like he gets hot water packs. He kind of comes up with a way to get her a heating pad because she's in so much pain. Like that's right. just really sweet.
Yes. Much needed.
So what do you have?
Mr. Fake Fiance by Nadia Lee.
Nadia Lee books are bonkers though.
Yeah. It's been a while since I read this one, but it's fake relationship and she has to move in his house. So she's in his house, like she gets her period. He doesn't have anything, right? Like, so she's going crazy and like pretty much yells through the door, like, I'm on my period. And then he goes to the store and buys everything.
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 That is hilarious. That is so funny. I love that. Another one that I really like, The Friend Zone by Abby Jimenez. The female main character has pretty severe endometriosis. And if I'm remembering correctly, it plays a really big part into that plot and into him caring for her.
I actually have Intention by Ava Harris. A Montgomery series standalone novel. It's also in KU. She has really bad endometriosis or endo. It plays a huge factor in the like way the story plays out.
Another one, and it's this series, it's been over almost 6 months since we read this book. But I'm not letting go of it, and it isn't quite period care, but it's postpartum care,
which
What Saves Us by Maggie Gaines. The care, the love, and at that point they're just friends,
right? Like
the love
postpartum is just
but the love he gives her you know, when her boobs hurt and when her body is just aching, and he just holds her and holds the baby to help her. Like, come on.
And he doesn't expect anything, like, in return. I think that's, like, part of the period care, you know, like, just caring for a person.
Yep. Do you have any others?
Boss I Love to Hate by Mia Kayla. I don't think she's writing anymore, but this was, like, book two in the Briskin Billionaire Brothers. So she's at the drugstore, and she sees her boss in the, like, feminine hygiene aisle because he's taking care of his nieces and someone just had their first period.
And I know that I have read other books where, like, a hero is a single dad or a guardian taking care and, you know, has the girl, the child, the niece, somebody that got their first period and is flipping out. And I think that's just really swoony, you know? Be the dude that flips out. It's okay. And it's okay to let the heroine step in and, you know.
Right. Yeah. Ask for help.
Ask for help. Always Only You by Chloe Leese. It has been a while since I read this. This is now available wide. But she has pretty bad period cramps. And I believe he buys her snacks.
Always good.
Always good. Snacks are always good. So what is it for you with this trope that you're like 100%
right,
is a keeper?
I jumped on this like micro trope right away. For me, it's like, it's personal experience. Like, I have severe endometriosis, and it was a huge problem, like, early in my relationship with my husband, but he was a rock star at it.
I think it's, I don't know, there's just something, there's a power in it that kind of makes it, you know. So guys, if you're listening and you need to have a superpower, take care of your woman when she's having her period.
Yes,
it'll pay off in the end.
It will.
Jenny, thank you so much for joining me for this TBR patter.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, everyone, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.